Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, we're going to go to Steelers training camp. Alex Cazora joins us. Alex, how are you?
Hey, Steve, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very quickly, in college, did Matt rant a lot?
Yes, is the sky blue? I mean, that was Cutrillo 24/7.
Okay. Last year with Kenny Pickett, they pretty much kept it safe. A lot of underneath stuff and so forth. It paid off in terms of, especially the last seven games, interceptions to TD passes. Have you seen more of a hint of deep ball packages from the Steelers in the preseason because now he does have a year under his belt?
I have, and I think that was evident. It was no coincidence the very first play of camp last Thursday was a deep ball to George Pickens. Now, it was incomplete, broken up by Patrick Peterson, but I think Pittsburgh knows they have to create explosive plays. They're not a team that can go on that 12-play methodical drive the entire time. That's just not sustainable. The NFL is about chunk plays, splash plays, the ones that change the momentum and the feeling of a game. So while Pittsburgh was still going to want to be ball control, not going to air it out like those other teams, but I think they're going to take some more vertical shots, and that's pretty evident so far in training camp.
Having Harris is going to help. What's his health right now, and what can he mean to what Pickett wants to do?
With Najee Harris, yeah, he's healthy. He's good to go. This time last year, he hurt his toe, and that certainly hampered him throughout the first half of the season. And then he got healthy the back half, and you saw him and the offense certainly tick up. So Pittsburgh is not hidden who they want to be. While there are going to be some more vertical shots and that emphasis on some big plays, they want to be a team that runs the ball effectively, that plays ball control, wins on third down, stays on schedule, keeps the opposing offense off the field. They want to be the 49ers of the East. They want to be, scheme creative. They want to be able to package and pair plays well. They want to play great defense with a strong front seven, run the ball, and win 17-14 as opposed to 34-30.
Pickens was able to get a catch over Joey Porter Jr. in a contested play earlier in the week. What have you thought of Joey so far?
I think he's been good. That play aside, and George Pickens is just not from this world, so it's hard to knock Porter too much for that. But I think what I like about Porter, even the reaction from that moment, they asked Porter after practice yesterday, your thoughts for that moment, and he wasn't mad about it. He embraced the competition, two guys that are really freaky talents, Porter and Pickens, making each other better. That'll make the Pittsburgh Steelers better, but I think he's been a really hard worker. He's worked on his hands during every down moment during practice, jugs machine, catching passes from coaches. He's been fluid. He's shown his long speed. He's shown the ability to close on slants. He's really defended the full route tree well. He's a really level-headed kid that's been professional and working extremely hard. Those are all positive signs. He's going to play early, and he's going to play a lot for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. So what about Patrick Peterson now? Is he a corner in your mind? Does he transition to safety here at some point? Where does he fit, especially with his experience level?
I would say C. He's all the above. I think Pittsburgh wants to use him in a pretty hyper, versatile role. I think he'll be a base outside cornerback, but I think he's going to kick inside the slot in obvious passing situations, and he's going to rotate and play some safety as well. He's played all those spots so far in training camp, outside corner, slot, and some actual safety. So it's going to be a little bit harder to define his role, but I think they want to use his versatility, his playmaking, his instincts, and frankly, he's lost some of the long speed. He's 33 years old. He can't turn and run on the outside like he used to. George Pickens burned him yesterday in 1v1, so he's a guy that's going to probably have to play inside in some more obvious pass situations and lean on his instincts and football IQ to make some plays from different areas of the field.
Have you seen Patrick Peterson, the veteran, as a teacher, and have you seen Allen Robinson, the veteran, as a teacher?
Yeah, I would say yes to both. I know that Allen Robinson is roommates with George Pickens, and that is not by mistake from Mike Tomlin. That's a guy that he can take under his wing. Pickens is a second-year guy, and Robinson can tutor and mentor him. And I think Peterson has been a really good kind of wise old man presence in this young Steelers defensive back room with Joey Porter Jr. and Corey Trice Jr., although Trice went down with a knee injury yesterday, which looks to be pretty concerning. But, yeah, I think they're two calming and veteran influences and really important pieces intangibly on the Steelers roster.
I always feel like there's a couple of injuries. One's an Achilles and one is a knee. where the first year back from it, you are functional and can get things done, but the second year back is when you start to regain everything and really take off. Pickens is coming off the ACL, and he was good last year, functional. Are you seeing a more explosive guy this year now that he's about a year and a half to 2 years removed from that ACL?
I don't know if I would say a more explosive receiver, Steve. Here's what I like about George Pickens in year two. I think he's doing more. He's not just a vertical, go-deep guy, although he very much can be that guy, as everyone saw with that crazy catch he had yesterday. George Pickens can do the exciting, the big play, as well as any receiver in football. His mission this year is to do the boring, to be versatile, align in the slot, be able to motion around, to be able to run the full route tree, run the 10-yard curl, the 15-yard dig, those kinds of things. I'm seeing more of that from him in year number two, so he can become a really complete receiver, and so DBs can't just sit on the vertical game and expect him to run deep. So I know it's not as flashy as the crazy one-handed catches that he makes so routinely, but I think him doing the boring is actually going to elevate his career.
What do you think of Kenny Pickett so far?
I think he's looked comfortable and confident. I'm not going to say it's been amazing. It's certainly not been terrible. There's been some ups and downs, still working, I think, on some of the short, intermediate accuracy and ball placement, but it's his team, and he's certainly taken ownership of that. There's no quarterback competition, no battle. This is Kenny Pickett's team, and he's leading accordingly. It's still a young offense overall. So I think he's done a nice job, but there's still a ways to go.
What have you thought of the front seven to this point on defense?
Really strong. The edge rushers have probably been the best collective group so far in training camp. T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, even younger guys like Nick Herbig, the fourth-round pick from Wisconsin. He's been really, really good off the edge. He's learning a lot from T.J. Watt. He's kind of a mini-me to T.J. Watt right now. That pass rush should be strong. Should Watt stay healthy? Interior D-line, Cam Hayward, Larry Ogunjobi. It should be the strength and the anchor of not only this defense, but of the Steelers team.
Herbig, I really liked at Wisconsin. Really. I mean, Alex, I liked him a lot. I thought it was a good fourth-round pick. I mean, you know, he'll make the team. He'll actually help them in a lot of ways. Is this a team that will rely more on sub-packages based on their linebacking core?
Yeah, I would say so. I think we're kind of in a sub-package role just globally. You know, you're facing some of these top passing offenses and all these great receivers and big athletic tight ends. You're going to have to play in sub-package football. So certainly Pittsburgh has really overturned their inside linebacker room. I mean, they've totally revamped it, even adding recently Quan Alexander. Cole Holcomb, their big kind of free agent acquisition at that position, has had a nice camp so far. He's covered. He should be the three-down guy. But I think we're still learning more about the division of labor at inside linebacker because there just frankly are so many new pieces at that position group for this team.
What would you like to see over the next couple of weeks?
Well, hey, everyone stay healthy. That's always the best thing. Best ability is availability, so that's for sure. I just want to see the continued growth of a young offense and guys, you know, be able to gel and take that second-year jump, whether it's Kenny Pickett or George Pickens or a guy like Jaylen Warren, who should get, you know, time behind Najee Harris. And I think for the defense, just more communication. There have been some coverage busts so far. You've got some veteran guys that they've added, but there's some new pieces. And so you're kind of working through the growing pains of new pieces at important areas of communication, inside linebacker, slot corner, strong safety. So the defense just coming together, the offense taking that step. That's what I'm looking for.
Alex, I know practice is about to start. I will let you go. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Take care.